This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Are you indispensable at work? The feeling that all the knowledge and skills you've accumulated equals job security might give you a sense of comfort, but it could also backfire.
Think about your promotion potential. If nobody else can step in to do your old job, how can I promote you? How can I elevate you into a higher level job? So if you want to think about it from the employee's shoes, what these managers have said is, if you're gunning for that promotion, actually try to train up the people underneath you so that you are replaceable.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Some workers who feel being indispensable is the key to job security have found that often isn't the case. WSJ On the Clock columnist Callum Borchers spoke to employees and managers about it, and he joins me. Callum, what have the workers you've spoken with done to try to be indispensable?
All kinds of things. On the positive side, some say that they really try hard to be a team player, take things off of other people's plates, make their entire company better, see the big picture, go above and beyond, kind of the classic things that you would expect. And in some cases, they say it doesn't matter. You can be really good, you can put in max effort and still be let go. And on the more negative side, I've also heard stories about people who try to hoard knowledge for themselves to try to be the only one in the office who knows how to do a certain thing or has a certain skill set, thinking that'll make me indispensable because I'm the only person who's able to do such and such, but that can backfire on them as well.
So what is it that causes that backfire?
Some managers tell me that they deliberately try to prevent their employees from becoming indispensable. And they say, look, this isn't about sabotaging somebody's career. It's just realistic, savvy management because, look, turnover is inevitable. And if you put all your eggs in that one employee's basket, it's a little bit too risky. If you really do have one person who's the only person who knows how to do a certain thing, an example might be at a sales agency where you have a point person on a client account. If that person leaves the agency, do you lose the client? Because that would be a real disappointment for the business. So the hope is that you have backups, other people can step in as needed so that it's really putting the business first.
This sounds like the old adage, nobody likes a know-it-all.
That's part of it too. It's kind of an intangible quality. I spoke with a woman named Debbie Boone who used to manage veterinary clinics in the Carolinas. And she told me she sometimes would dismiss high-performing employees if she didn't like their attitudes, if she didn't think that they were willing to share their knowledge, if she thought that they were trying to be that know-it-all. She felt like it was advancing maybe their internal status, but that it was short-sighted, that in the bigger picture, it was actually going to hold the organization back.
Well, the idea that you could be let go by being valuable and perhaps indispensable, what is that doing to worker morale?
It's sort of counterintuitive. And so as you would expect, it's really discouraging for some workers who felt like their jobs were going to be really secure. I think a lot of tech workers are feeling this way right now, right? Because, of course, we've been in a tech boom for a long time. And a lot of people either majored in computer science or went to a coding boot camp. They learned the software skills thinking those would be really secure, high-paying jobs. And some of them now are really fretting the advent of artificial intelligence that could replace some of their more mundane tasks. And so I hear from folks like this constantly, worried about what does AI mean for my own job security.
But it seems like if people are trying to take hold of their career path at a particular job with an eye toward a salary bump or a promotion, having all that knowledge might put them on that path. But if a manager is taking that knowledge and spreading it around, is that where the disconnect is between the aspirations of the employee and the cynicism that you mentioned?
It absolutely is. What some managers told me that is sort of a pitch to workers to say, hey, be a little bit more generous, be a team player, share your knowledge. Don't think that you're going to make yourself indispensable by being the only one who can do a certain task is this. Yes, this is also about me as a manager planning for your eventual possible departure. But on the more positive side, think about your promotion potential. If nobody else can step in to do your old job, how can I promote you? How can I elevate you into a higher level job? So if you want to think about it from the employee's shoes, what these managers have said is, if you're gunning for that promotion, actually try to train up the people underneath you so that you are replaceable. It sounds counterintuitive, like make yourself replaceable. But the pitch is you'll be able to advance into bigger roles when the company feels comfortable that another person could come up and replace your current job.
When employees try to be indispensable and take on all this knowledge, and it could put them at risk, like you mentioned, does that present a tough balancing act for managers who could face a so-called brain drain if they let go of knowledgeable employees?
It's definitely a risk on both sides. For managers, they do need to be careful about eroding employee morale to the point where people feel like, hey, my manager isn't looking out for my career advancement. They're trying to put a limit on my importance. I think that is absolutely the risk. And that's what makes this such a delicate balance for managers. On the employee side, a cautionary tale is a guy named Jim Monig I spoke with, who told me that he had been advised over the years in his job at a software company that he should really try to expand his skill set just in case something ever happened. But he said he got comfortable. He was at a company for 17 years, working on the same software line almost that entire time. And what happened was, he said, instead of becoming indispensable, instead of being viewed as somebody who just had so much institutional knowledge that you could never let him go, he says he eventually came to be seen as one-dimensional. He didn't have other skill sets that could transfer to other jobs. And so when the sales slowed on his software line, he was on the outs last fall. And he tells me he's still looking for the next right fit because his skill set is fairly specialized. And so now he's trying to pick up new skills to make himself more employable.
We mentioned nobody likes to know it all before. I guess another takeaway here is that there is no I in team.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially for managers who are trying to think about the health of the entire business and not just individual careers, that's really sort of what they value, at least the ones I spoke with say. So they don't want people on the team who are, yes, high achieving, but ultimately selfish. It comes down to whether trying to be indispensable is even the right goal for employees, right? I spoke with some folks who say, yes, that is still, even if it's not entirely achievable, right? There can always be a recession. The company could downsize. You could lose your job. Some people say still aiming for indispensability is a North Star that can bring out the best in your job performance. And others say it can actually cause you to be selfish because in the act of trying to be indispensable, you end up looking out for number one and ignoring your teammates to the detriment of your career when your manager decides that they want somebody who is a little bit more willing to share.
That's WSJ's Callum Borchers. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Taping Chen to discuss the hottest new career choice among Gen Z, skilled trade jobs. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.